I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. Folks, we're obviously, you know, these are some really, really serious issues. And, you know, when I talk about, you know, where we are as a nation, where we are as a country, this is why it's so important that we are engaged as believers involved in this election process. We have come to this idea, and I heard this again not too long ago. I was involved in an email exchange, and one of the things that was being brought out was, well, you know, we're supposed to just be in submission to all of this. You know, let's take a quick look at at where this comes from. This is coming out of the book of Romans. And everybody looks at and talks about Romans chapter 13. And when they go to Romans chapter 13, they use this as their quote-unquote, biblical basis. Now watch this. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Here's a problem. Here's a problem. First of all, we're watching as the American government has ceased to do anything about evil. If you watch the news, you saw over the weekend, you had individuals who were standing out in front of a facility
that holds security and police in Los Angeles peacefully protesting against mandatory vaccines and mandatory masking, which is what they were thinking about doing in LA, much like they have done in San Francisco and in New York. And what happens to them? A group of Antifa comes, and this is the biggest hypocritical thing in the world. Antifa is supposed to stand for anti-fascism, except that the problem is that their whole concept is upside down and backwards. They actually are the fascists. They're the ones that are beating up and attacking and going after individuals that are simply administering their free speech right, their right to protest. And they are using aggressive means, flash bombs and bear mace and clubs and knives. One of the individuals there was actually stabbed. And this is what they're doing. This is what they are. This is their idea of being anti-fascist. And where does this concept come from? Well, it comes from this idea of nationalism. Now, I want you to understand what the media has done to try to change definitions once again. So if you are someone who says the Pledge of Allegiance, someone who, like myself, is a former military, a veteran, that made a pledge to defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. If you're someone like that, in the eyes of these Antifa, your loyalty, your defense of the Constitution, your patriotism has been twisted in their minds to be some form of evil nationalism that is somehow picking and selecting who's good, who's bad. And what we're actually arguing for is for everyone to have the same equality. This is different than equity. Ward Connerly was on my program recently, and he was talking about the difference between the concept of equality and the idea of equity. Their idea of equity is the idea that they decide how they're going to dole out what people are going to get, and that certain individuals are going to be given different rules from other individuals. These concepts and these ideas are actually a part of a fascist idea. Fascism, under a nationalistic fascist idea, you're talking about picking or selecting a group of individuals and giving them specific favor predicated on skin color, who they were born to, predicated on issues that can't be changed. And so now their idea of equity and diversity is to quote unquote reverse this, but it's not actually reversing it. What it's actually doing is just doing it from another side. In other words, it's saying that, well, now if someone is black, that they should get preferential treatment. That was the whole idea of affirmative action. Well, we don't have enough of a particular group represented here. We recently had Kenny Zhu on, who wrote An Inconvenient Minority, talking about the impacts of these policies on Asian Americans, because one of the Ivy League schools was looking at their registration and seeing that there were a lot of Asians that had made it into their school, a disproportionate amount in their view compared to the general populace. Well, you know what? If someone values education and is willing to make education an important part of their lives and study and learn and then accelerate because that's what they focus on, why in America would we put a ceiling on that? Why would we put a cap on that? Why would we say, no, we're not going to allow them to reap the benefits of their hard work? It's un-American, but why is it un-American? Well, it's un-American because it's unbiblical. That's where the concepts come from. Someone who works hard, look at Jesus's parable about the talents. You have one that was given 10, one that was given 5, one that was given 1. The guy who had the 10 went out and multiplied his and doubled it, and now he has 20. The guy who had the 5 multiplied his, and now he has 10. The guy who had the 1 took his and buried it and said, you're an unjust ruler, you're unfair, you're all these things, all these complaints that he had. And Jesus's ruler in that parable that he's giving said, no, it's the problem is not me giving you one, the problem is you and your heart and your attitude and going and burying that talent. And so he took the talent from that one, gave it to the man who had turned 10 into 20, and took the guy that had buried his and put him in jail. And it says, to the place where there would be gnashing of teeth and punishment. Why? Because the Word of God says that we're supposed to do all of our work as unto the Lord. And so those that work hard and are diligent and make that extra effort and so on should be rewarded. That's scriptural. Now, should we then, from our position of reward, should we then help the poor? Yes. A hand up, not a handout, but we should help the poor. Are we supposed to help widows? Yes. Are we supposed to help orphans? In other words, those that have a true disadvantage, we're supposed to, out of love and concern and out of our abundance that has been reaped, not because we were born with a silver spoon, no, but because we earned it, because we worked hard. You know, as people were berating Donald Trump in the last 4 years, they did a lot to try to go after his kids. And so as people were digging and trying to find out, you know, about his children, well, one of the things that they found out about his kids is that when all of the quote-unquote rich kids were going and having their little holidays over the summer and going to Europe and going and staying here and there and everywhere, Donald Trump's kids were not allowed to do that. No, Donald Trump said, no, you're going to spend your summer learning work ethic. You're going to come to the office and you're going to learn a work ethic and you're going to start down here at the bottom and you're going to work and you're going to earn your way and you're going to learn business. You can go do whatever you want to do. You can be whatever you want to be, but you're going to learn how to work. You're going to learn how to prioritize what's important and you're going to learn how to prioritize when it's okay. Does Donald Trump enjoy playing golf? Absolutely. But does Donald Trump also prioritize his business? Yes, and he knows how to delegate, and he knows how to find the very best people. Now, he trusted people, and that's a whole other story, in Washington, D.C., and that's the reason why we've got to clean out that swamp. And speaking to that, ladies and gentlemen, again, another biblical principle, and it has to do with the fact that when the righteous rule, the people rejoice, and when the wicked rule, the people moan and they groan. Because when the wicked are in charge, the kinds of things that we're seeing happen right now are the things that happen. It should be no surprise to us. that when you have a group of individuals that are in charge right now, who have said, when you got a governor in the state of New York who has been directly responsible for the murder of 15,000 elderly people. And why did he resign? Well, because, you know, these accusations against me of sexual harassment are a distraction from me being able to properly govern, and New York deserves to have someone who's in office that's not a distraction. So I'm going to step away, not because I'm guilty, not because I killed 15,000 old people or I'm responsible for their deaths. No, not because of any of that. I'm going to step away because all of the confusion that's being created is not allowing for the state of New York to move forward with his quote-unquote form of governance. And nowhere in mainstream media do you find the story about the 15,000 elderly that were murdered because he decided to take sick people out of the hospital and put them into nursing homes. But should that surprise us? No, not in the least. Remember, who was it who cheered when a bill was passed and the governor then signed it so that babies that are born could be killed if the parent decided, don't want that one. That's murder of the most innocent amongst us. And it's been a blip on the screen. Even if it was a blip on the screen. Folks, these are all things that as Christians, we can't huddle in our churches and pretend as though we have no responsibility when it comes to these kinds of things happening in our country. We've got to get our house in order. That's another biblical scriptural principle. America is supposed to be a leader, and there was an Afghan refugee now, but he, and not even that. He was someone who had helped and assisted trying to escape. And you know what he held on to? You know the one thing that he held on to of all the possessions that he could have kept that was in his sack? An American flag. Why? Because the rest of the world still believes, even if Americans have lost this, the rest of the world still believes that there's hope for liberty and freedom in America. We've got to fight for that.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice of where you can listen. Isaiah 1:16, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rebuke the oppressor. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Read this to you. Proverbs 22. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and the poor have this in common.
The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the perverse. He who guards his soul will be far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. The rich rules over the poor. The borrower is the servant to the lender. He who sows iniquity will reap sorrow, and the rod of his anger will fail. He who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor. Cast out the scoffer, and contention will leave. Yes, strife and reproach will cease. He who loves purity of heart and has grace on his lips, the king will be his friend. The eyes of the Lord preserves knowledge, but he overthrows the words of the faithless. The lazy man says, "There is a lion outside. I shall be slain in the streets." Folks, here's wisdom for us. And I pray right now, here in America, we are in such great need of wisdom. The world is watching how we are going to respond to the tyrannical efforts and issues that are taking place right here in our country. And who are we going to ally ourselves with around the world? Will we bail on our friends? The issues that are happening in the Middle East, even right now, have huge consequences for our relationship for our dear friends in Israel. And as believers, we should be concerned about those things. I implore you, read your word and get involved. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. More coming up, hour number two.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.